is unfortunate that Honorable Kofa is insinuating that someone from the Unity Party sent him such deadly threat on his life. Unity Party, as a very responsible and peace-loving political institution, would never dive into those kinds of maneuvering. It is something that I can categorically say as the chairman of the party that we are making absolutely no threat on his life. The Unity Party have demonstrated that we want to give everyone the opportunity to participate and build a country. So it's an outright allegation that we would not condone. Unity Party is a party that never gets involved in wish hunting its political opponents. In fact, the president traveled with Speaker Kofa then to Rome to see the Pope. These are all clear indications that Unity Party does not believe in a mantra of one party wins the election, that party alone rules the country. We've demonstrated that we want to walk across party line and move the country forward.
There were police officers on Capitol Hill on Monday, and now there is this claim that the ruling party or the government is supporting the other side by sending police against Speaker Kofa's supporters.
Well, James, look, the government role is always to protect lives and property. And so whenever there's a clamoring of disagreement in every sector of the governing process, it is the responsibility of the executive to ensure that law and order is applied. And the police has the national responsibility to ensure that laws and orders are the order of the day, no matter the institution, no matter the sector. And so there is pandemonium in the House of Representatives where they are at each other's throats. Of course, it's incumbent upon the government to send the national police to maintain laws and order. And that's what the government did. That should not be misconstrued as its support to the majority bloc.
What is the feeling in the ruling Unity Party about this entire dispute in the House of Representatives?
From the get-go, we have been very clear. I was able to speak on behalf of the party on the ELBC National Radio, calling on both sides to iron out their differences and do the work of the Liberian people. We are all aware that the pandemonium in the House of Representatives is delaying the developmental process and agenda of our country. And we've always told them that it is important to go back to their rules and resolve this thing amicably so that they can do the Liberian job. And our position on that has not shifted. This thing has lingered for several weeks now, and it's important. When Kofa is no longer, he does not enjoy the support of his colleagues, he needs to step down so that the Liberian people work will be done. This is not about personal interest. It's about the country.